How does a soldier explain life in a gruesome war to his children? How does a man do the same to himself? How does a general choose between his state and his nation? How does a president lead a divided country together when it's splitting at the sinews? Inside the Rosenbach Museum and Library's fantastic collection of Civil War-era letters and speeches, we get a glimpse into the answers to these questions. Major Alexander Biddle, from one of Philadelphia's most storied families, chose to eschew the brutal details of battle and focused his letters to his sons Harry and Alec on the well-being of his horses and on how he'd enjoyed the fresh grapes they'd sent him. When John Henry Brown, a local miniature painter, confided in his diary at the war's outset, he confessed his distaste for the violence and for the extraordinary powers his president exercised. He wrote, in the spirit of a true Philadelphian, that the Union can only be held together by equality, kindness, and brotherly love. For Robert E. Lee, the choice between the nation he'd served his entire adult life and the state of his birth changed the course of American history. In his resignation letter to the commanding officer of the U.S. Army, held here at the Rosenbach, he seemed almost reluctant to fight his countrymen. During the whole of that time, more than 30 years, I have experienced nothing but kindness from my superiors, the most cordial friendships from my companions. Save in the defense of my native state, I never desire again to draw my sword. And Abraham Lincoln, in his Baltimore address of April 18, 1864, wrestled with the fact that both North and South claimed to be fighting for the same thing, liberty. But unfortunately, that word's definition is amorphous. Lincoln chose to explain it thus. The shepherd drives the wolf from the sheep's throat, for which the sheep thanks the shepherd as a liberator, while the wolf denounces him for the same act as the destroyer of liberty, especially as the sheep was a black one. Plainly, the sheep and the wolf are not agreed upon a definition of the word liberty, and precisely the same difference prevails today among us human creatures, even in the North, and all professing to love liberty. Selections from the Rosenbach's Lincoln collections are available online at www.21stcenturyabe.org. The entire Civil War collections are available by appointment to any interested researcher. The museum is open Tuesday through Sunday and features a range of rotating exhibitions on historical, literary, and artistic topics.